This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO. This one, CLO Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, is from Stephanie in East Texas. Stephanie writes, "My boyfriend moved into my place and I have limited closet space. So, he has to put some of his things in my hall closet. I went to get my baby's old stroller to let a friend use it, and a box of condoms fell out. There was only one condom in the box, and I know they come in threes. It was not the brand we used, so I questioned him. He said they were old, so he just threw them in there with his other things. They don't expire until 2024. So is he lying? Is he lying?
Sound like the truth to me.
I concur.
And they're going to have to quit selling them in threes. They're going to have to break them up.
Yeah. You know, the gas station, you can get them out the jar.
Yeah.
You know, they ones.
They're like a pickle jar.
Yeah. You seen it? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Unc, at the gas station, you can buy condoms just out of a jar. You know, they got them one. One.
Singles.
Just one. Singles. That's it.
Like
you ain't been to the gas station so long. Yeah.
What?
You ain't been to the gas station so
long. You got one condom.
Yeah.
Like a cookie jar. Tell you how old I am. Last time I was at the store, you could buy one cigarette. What?
Yeah, man.
If you had the right gas station.
Yeah, dog.
All right, well, I'm just going to tell you, no, that sounds like the truth to me. That highly can be possible.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, if that's the truth. If they're his, why didn't he just bring them in the room? He lives there now. He moved in there. Why didn't he just?
He
have
ain't got
them
no
the
closet space. She done put him in the hall closet. He put through the stuff in the hall closet.
She got drawers. She has drawers in the nightstand.
And every woman takes up every drawer, Shirley. You know that.
He ain't got no drawers
for the condoms.
Shirley, he said they old, and then she said that ain't the brand we use. That's cause they old. That was a before you, lady.
2024 is when they expire.
10-year lifespan.
But they're not his brand, Shirley. Mm-hmm.
No.
You only wear one brand. You guys stick together on this condom stuff.
And
all right,
plus,
we're moving on.
You know, condoms is 10 years, you know.
It make condom
See,
sense
See, Shirley,
to
you
me.
Ain't never bought none. You don't
you're
know.
Right.
Just go on to the next question.
You're right, and I'm going. Thank
what
you.
What are you bothering this man on. For, trying to break these people up?
I'm not trying to break them up.
Look, hey. Come on.
All right, Kareen in Camden, New Jersey says, "I'm 37 years old, and I met a guy that still lives with his ex-wife in the basement apartment of their home. He invited me to a cookout for his daughter's graduation in June. His ex-wife seems like a nice lady, but it's awkward for me to visit him there because she has come down several times to offer us food and wants to just sit and chat with us. I really like him, but I am not sure I want to be mixed up in this. He has asked me to give him a chance to love me. And should I stick with it and see how it goes?"
Yeah, you can stick with him, but it sounded to me like you're about to get stabbed.
A poison.
It's a setup.
I'm coming out, sitting in the basement, talking, bringing you food. You better quit eating that woman's food.
Yeah.
You're going to mess around, be going up them steps the next night, be pop locking. You ain't going to know what's wrong with you.
He in the basement, so she got to answer the door.
Man, what? She come down, sit down, and talk. What, girl?
This is a very unusual situation.
How long he going to live in the basement?
Yeah. He got to get himself together, get up out that basement. You can't be going over this woman's house.
Yeah.
That ain't smart.
The daughter graduated, so that's progress. Maybe he can move on.
Don't y'all get naked in that basement now. I'm going to tell you, don't do it.
Listen, you can come down here and sit and watch TV, but you will not be getting naked in my house.
Yeah.
All right. So
and
moving
that food
on,
you finna eat, don't worry about it. You finna go to sleep, sweetie. You ain't even going to be able to blink in a minute. Got something for your ass.
So what are you saying? Should she stay or move on?
No, I'm not saying she got to move on, but she got to help encourage this guy to get his own place, get out his ex-wife's basement.
Right. Come on.
Are you kidding me, man? Mm-hmm. She coming down talking, bringing food.
Chit-chat.
She finna kill you.
Chopping it up. She's gonna kill you.
And chopping it up is exactly what's gonna happen one night.
And the basement is the best place to do it.
Yeah. You already
down there. Yeah. Oh, the attitude.
All right. All right. Encourage him to move out. You heard the CLO, Kareen. All right. Bobby in Charlotte says, I'm almost 50 and I've been divorced for 2 years, so I'm having fun dating. I'm dating a few guys at the same time, and sometimes the dates overlap, so it's stressful. Only one of the guys is a promising prospect, so I entertain myself with all of the others. I am only having sex with the one that I really like, and I feel like I could settle down with him. He's asked if we're exclusive to one another, and I didn't know how to answer him. Do I tell him the truth, or do I lie and tell him he's the only one?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, here we go.
Truth or a lie, what should she do?
Okay, now, Shirley, you a woman, you always talking about the truth. What you think she ought to do?
Come on. CL Shirley.
How about those Cowboys?
Now, you know what I think you ought to do? Tell this man he's the only one, because he is the only one you're sleeping with. And that you are exclusive, because as of right now, that's what you are. Because if this is the one you want to try to settle down with, and he asking you, is you exclusive? But see, he know y'all ain't, because your old behind and already said your dates be overlapping, so your old ass don't even know how to schedule. So now he know that one of these dates didn't overlap. That's why the man got to ask you, is he exclusive?
The reason for the question.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you already don't know what you're doing. So now you got to say, hey, look, I was dating, but I don't sleep with anybody but you. But I go out occasionally. But that's over for me.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what you should do.
That.
Because ain't no need of you talking about, because you done already said you don't know how to schedule. The hell they overlapping. Scheduling that tight.
Well,
he coming at 7, then he going to leave around 7:45. You can come on in at 7:50. Like you damn Greyhound or somebody.
They passing each other.
Yeah, in the driveway.
Yeah, you got a bush schedule. Having fun. Okay, fun.
That's what she said. She's having fun dating. All right, thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.